Welcome to Reframe. This is a place for us to consider the simple changes we can make in the way that we see life. We're all doing the best we can with what we know. But when we reframe the way we see things, we know better. And when we know better, we do better. We create a new thought, and it can't help but affect how we move through the world. Change is an inside job. Hi guys, welcome to another week of Reframe. Each week we basically answer a question from our community on something a topic they want to hear about or that you're curious about as it pertains to human design and how we can use human design to reframe it and make tweaks to it and make changes in our lives. So I'm here with my manager, Jane, who is the person that picks the question each week. So what did you choose this week?
Hi guys. Well, this is a great question this week. So what is your number one piece of advice to eating healthy and staying motivated to, and also maybe staying motivated to exercise and move, etc.?
That's an amazing question. And the big misconception about motivation as it pertains to human design is that, firstly, motivation is what makes you more successful or is what drives you. Because some people are we're all motivated by different things. As we can see in a chart, everybody has different things that motivate them. But also there's this misconception that you can't get something without like trying for it and pushing for it and putting in effort. When so many times, actually, it just is about exploring it enough times if you really want or are striving for something, that you give yourself that gentle path to just like try anything on and then try something else on, and understanding that it does take time. You know, so for example, I mean, with diets is such a good example because, you know, we tend to think that, you know, as soon as we are on the perfect diet for us, then everything's going to go away. And it isn't actually about finding the perfect diet. It's about the journey that you've come to internally to get to that perfect diet, because we know everything on the outside just comes to us when we're ready. So the only way to summon it sooner is not to go out there and explore more things and try on more things and do this and do that and struggle more, hustle more, push, force more. It's actually about saying, hold on, the right solution for me that feels easy and effortless will come to me when I in myself feel like I'm totally clear on my relationship to this thing that I want. So with, for example, finding a way of eating that suits me just perfectly, that I don't even need motivation to do because it's just so easy and it just flows, is actually about, okay, what if I detach from what that diet is? What if I don't need to be the person that knows what exactly that diet is going to look like? What if I detach from having to know which is the perfect diet and instead think about myself and how can I, firstly, give myself the time, the gift of time to get to a place where I'm so sick and tired of my own BS that wanting something new is effortless, right? Because you know, for example, with alcoholism, for example, you know, people only come to that point when they've hit a rock bottom. It kind of has to be the same with a bad relationship you're going to leave, or not exercising. You know, you only start when you feel terrible, or, you know, God forbid, maybe I wasn't supposed to say God forbid, or whatever it is, you know, that stuff finally starts to happen when you've had that moment of being sick and tired, right? So with a perfect diet, let's take this as an example. Instead of focusing on the perfect diet, firstly, give yourself the time to really like sit in it, mull in it, you know, be like a pig in shit and just be like, you know what? I am someone who's currently actually semi-loving the struggle that I'm going through of finding it. There's an attachment that I still have to being this kind of person that isn't quite there yet, hasn't quite found my groove yet. You know, you and I know this because we did Psych-K training, you know, and in Psych-K, they talk about a secondary gain, which is like a hidden benefit of doing something that actually isn't that good for you, right? So, you know, for example, with having eating issues, let's say someone is binging a lot at night or falls off the wagon a lot, you know, we've all been there. There's a comfort that comes from that. And there's a, you know, I know for me, for example, like when I was, you know, just comfort eating chocolate every single night, for example, in my mid-20s, it really was coming from a place. The only reason that I ever stopped that is because I finally decided that the secondary gain, the hidden benefit, which was keeping myself small, you know, actually feeling super tired when I woke up in the morning, not feeling being able to sleep properly because I was so overstimulated from the caffeine, for example, that was a benefit to me for a certain point in my life because I didn't want to face the fact that I was running a business at the time that my heart wasn't even really in it in the first place. So in a way, it was kind of giving me that excuse to not function instead of me being uncomfortable and facing, oh, the fact that I didn't want to do what I was doing at the time. And only once I got sick and tired of feeling like crap, did I cut that habit out of my life. So firstly, it comes with giving yourself time. If you are with a guy that you know is wrong for you, even if you know in your head that it's wrong, you have to wait until that feeling sinks from the mind into the heart. Because you know the difference between I should, and the mind, which is obviously what the mind is trying to do for all of us. We've all been conditioned to have the mind as our authority. But as we know, there is a part of our bodies that is the authority for all of us. And when we tune into that, when that feeling has sunk in where we don't just know it, but we feel it, that's when you can really make a change. So much of the time we're trying to make a change when we just know it, but that isn't the right time to make a change because your whole system, your whole body isn't on board yet. So you need to give your body the grace and time to catch up. Now, I would say, as you and I know from the secondary gain, is that one of the ways that you can summon it more quickly is get rid of all these hidden secondary gains, right? So instead of, if you want to put energy into something and you really do want to make a change, instead of looking outside and looking for more information and, you know, trying to ask all your friends about their opinions and talk about it with 100 other people, except for the person that really matters with, you know, the one thing that you can do is to try and think of your, try and ask yourself that line of questioning of what would happen if I did get the thing that I want so much, right? So what would happen if I did finally, you know, have clear skin, right? That was one that really affected me too. Like if I really had clear skin, then maybe people will start to see me as beautiful. And what would happen if I, okay, so that's the answer to that. What would happen if people really start to see you as beautiful? I would be threatening to people. And what would happen if you were threatening to people? People would see me as evil, right? And what happens if people see you as evil? Then that means I'm a bad person. So that line of questioning I find really helpful because that's exactly where you can see the insanity of your beliefs. And try not to, you know, be too rational about this line of questioning. You kind of have to like ask yourself them quickly and see what comes up that sounds crazy. You know what I mean? And let yourself be and really, really go there. What would happen if, and what would happen if, and what would happen if, and what would happen if, just to get to the bottom of that belief. And then you can look at it and say, wow, I really think I would be people would think I'm a bad person if I have clear skin and if I'm perceived to be beautiful, right? That's when you can see the secondary gain, right? And, you know, we all have a secondary gain because we all want to keep ourselves small, or we all want to come across as bigger than we are, or we all have this like armor that we're holding on to, right? So, you know, to bring it back to the human design angle, it isn't motivation that's going to get us there, because motivation is a defined thing inside your chart and it's leading you to certain ways. And to think that it's actually motivation that, you know, motivation from a human design perspective is you're, you know, motivated to be successful, you're motivated to be seen, you're motivated to, you know, make money, have an impact, have fame, all those things. Those are the right carrots that should be driving us in life, right? But this idea of motivated to get up early, or motivated to, you know, eat well, or motivated to be in a healthy relationship, it's not, we all have that innate, I wouldn't even call it motivation, I'd call it desire. Those are things that all of us should want. We all want to be happy, healthy, thriving, right? So it's not that some people have more motivation than others. It's that who is clear enough of their secondary gains, their blocks, that when they want it, they just all of a sudden get it with zero resistance, right? So for example, I'm clear in certain areas where I feel like I don't have a secondary gain from wanting to be in a healthy relationship, from not being in a healthy relationship. So it was easy for me to manifest a healthy relationship, right? Whereas, you know, certain areas of being seen, for example, I still have a secondary gain, a hidden benefit there. So that's where I need to ask myself, what would happen if, what would happen if, what would happen if? And everybody has their area of secondary gains, right? So also don't think that you're the only one who has this thing, but start to think, you know, start to see diet as not the only place, or diet and exercise as the only place where we do this. We all self-sabotage in different areas. And I think the real reframe is actually not to try and push yourself to tell yourself that you're not doing it hard enough, or you're not doing it well enough, or you're not whatever. It's that the outside will change and that solution will come to you. The universe is going to make that come to you as soon as you and yourself and your communication to the universe about what you want is 100% clear. So I think maybe this week, or, you know, just whenever you feel called, ask yourself what you think would happen, or have a friend ask you, and you guys do it together. That really helps me. You know, what would happen if you got that thing that you really actually say that you want, and uncover maybe what the hidden benefits that you weren't so used to.
This is so amazing, because I'm always trying to eat healthy and I love healthy food. But then I get this little, and everything's going well, I'm losing a few pounds. And then I get this little devil on my shoulder. That's how I see it. Say, yes, but what happens? You know, because when you have lost those extra pounds, what happens then? You can fit into the clothes you want to fit into, but what happens then? And it's almost like I'm scared to find out what happens then. And that's my sabotage. So that's my secondary game that I need to look into. Jenna, this is amazing.
You know, I think this old rhetoric of you just need to try more, or you just need to do it more, or you just need to set your alarm and get up early. It's like, none of that actually happens until you're ready to. So let's give ourselves the time, the grace. Let's do the inner questioning and we'll get there. And, you know, let's just try to reframe it so that it's our relationship with it is much kinder to ourselves along the way, because we're not going to get to that place with self-love if we don't self-love now on the way there. And I hope that serves you well, and have a beautiful week.